Life Talk Radio presents Health and Longevity, the program dedicated to bringing you cutting-edge information and interviews that can change your life. On each edition, nutritionist, registered dietitian, and board-certified anti-aging health practitioner, Dr. John Westerdahl, will show you how to achieve a longer, healthier life using the latest breakthroughs in nutrition, wellness, and lifestyle medicine. And now, here's your host, Dr. John Westerdahl.
Welcome to Health and Longevity. I'm Dr. John Westerdahl. How might nutrients or a combination of nutrients and natural plant substances affect your memory over the next few hours or support your brain health over the next few years? How can scientific nutritional supplementation contribute to your personal health and longevity? Our featured guest today is Dr. Bruce Dagge, Ph.D. Dr. Dagge, a Ph.D. graduate in nutritional biochemistry from Cornell University, is Senior Vice President of Research and Development and Chief Science Officer for the Shaklee Corporation. Dr. Dagge will share his knowledge and insights on how nutritional supplementation as part of a healthy lifestyle can help all of us achieve optimal health.
Would you like to live a happier, healthier, and longer fulfilled life? Then visit us at healthandlongevityradio.com. That's one word, healthandlongevityradio.com. There you'll find valuable information and resources that can help you achieve optimal health and give you the secrets to longevity. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com. It could change your life.
And now, Health and Longevity's special feature, where Dr. Westerdahl interviews leading experts and personalities on vital topics important to your health and longevity.
And our featured guest today is Dr. Bruce Dagge, Ph.D. Dr. Dagge serves as Senior Vice President of Research and Development and Chief Science Officer for the Shaklee Corporation. He is primarily responsible for the scientific support of Shaklee's robust portfolio of products, including nutrition, personal care, and household products. Dr. Dagge has a Ph.D. in nutritional biochemistry from Cornell University and a B.A. degree in biology from the University of Virginia. He has authored about 85 publications and abstracts and has developed 13 patents in his name. He serves as adjunct professor in the Nutrition, Food, and Exercise Sciences Department at Florida State University, and he is a member of the American Society of Nutrition, a fellow of the American College of Nutrition, and has assisted the Obesity Society, the American Diabetes Association, and other healthcare organizations in a variety of volunteer capacities. Well, Dr. Dagge, thank you for being with us today on Health and Longevity.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Well, I just, on a personal note, I have to let you know that, you know, Shaklee, Dr. Forsey Shaklee, and the Shaklee Corporation Company has been very inspirational to me in my life and career. I remember as a teenager hearing Dr. Shaklee speak, going to some of his lectures, reading his books and philosophy on health and nutrition and man's relationship with nature. And that was very inspirational to me in many ways in pursuing nutrition as my life career. And believe it or not, at 16 years old, I was actually a Shaklee distributor.
Yeah.
So, and then going from there, dreaming, you know, this is an example of when you, if you can dream it, you can do it. Going through my work in college and university and getting my degrees in nutrition, one thing led to another. And for 6 years, I was honored to serve as senior nutritionist for Shaklee Corporation there in San Francisco at the time. And in fact, there's a number of products that you still have at Shaklee that I was involved in formulating and creating.
Well, thank you very much for that. We very much appreciate your contributions. I also heard about Shaklee when I was growing up.
Yeah.
But I was not familiar with Dr. Shaklee's story, really, until I was contacted by the company about coming here.
Uh-huh.
Then I've had a chance to meet with some of the longtime Shaklee distributors and actually to read some of the books and papers that he wrote.
Yes.
And it is a fascinating story. You know, he went into practice almost 100 years ago.
Yes.
Had a one of the very first vitamin mineral supplements in 1919. when we only knew the structure of a couple of the vitamins, so really very early on. And it's a beautiful philosophy. Obviously, some of the science has moved on since Dr. Shackley passed on, but the philosophy, I think, is becoming more and more recognized as the right way, that
right.
we should be using nutrition and lifestyle to build health and wellness rather than waiting for a medical problem to arise and then hitting it with the mainstream medical solutions.
Well, I remember, too, Dr. Shackley's interest, and he was involved, of course, in the natural health sciences when in his career. He had a philosophy of science doesn't stand still, and neither do we.
Correct, yes.
And that's what you're doing today. What I did when I was there and what you're doing today is carrying on the science of nutrition and health and wellness, longevity, all these things in developing state-of-the-art nutritional and healthcare products.
We have quite a remarkable team here. As you mentioned, I'm a nutritional biochemist. We have several more of that stripe. We have a PhD toxicologist. We have a specialist in microbiology and other disciplines, as well as product formulation and all the regulatory specialists and everything else that goes into creating these useful products. And I'm also very proud of Shackley's tradition in supporting nutrition and nutrition research.
Right.
We've sponsored a lot of published studies over the years and continue to go that route of really trying to add to the knowledge in the field. And I think that's so important.
It is, and it also demonstrates that not just as some nutrition companies, they'll make a product, a formulated product, and just put it out there without doing any clinical research to see if it's actually being absorbed, it's utilized by the body, it offers benefit, and Shackley does do clinical studies on many of the products to show that these are scientifically sound and actually work.
Indeed, and in fact, one of the things I came to appreciate after coming here is that the customers who use Shackley tend to be very loyal, and therefore they form an interesting cohort for studying the effect of nutritional intervention in a longitudinal way. You know, it's hard to identify in the general public people who have been using the same supplements for 5, 10, 15, 20 years, but you can do that here, and it hit me as I came to appreciate this that it's a bit like the Seventh-day Adventist studies. You know, you have a large number of people who have a relatively consistent philosophy in terms of nutrition and lifestyle, and you can study that cohort as a way to understand what does the impact of this way of living mean? What is the health benefit, if any, regular use of supplements? And there was a very interesting paper published by Gladys Block, Professor Block,
yes,
who was a UC Berkeley epidemiologist, who looked at a group of almost 300 long-term Shackley supplement users and compared them to national databases with individuals who either used no supplements or only took a multivitamin as their supplementation. And what Dr. Block found was that the Shackley group was not only better in terms of nutritional status, which you would hope if people are taking multiple supplements that you would see changes in markers of nutritional status, but also in markers of disease risk and actual disease prevalence and in self-assessed health and wellness. So very, very interesting and powerful study. Like all epidemiology, it's not really showing cause and effect, but the associations that Dr. Block saw in that study were so strong and compelling. For example, no one in the Shackley cohort had elevated C-reactive protein.
Mm.
No one was low in vitamin D.
Right.
Just very striking findings. And the prevalence of diabetes and other complications and elevated risk factors was very much in favor of the supplementation group. I would love to see more research of that type done, because we're constantly seeing reports in the newspapers questioning the value of supplementation. And I'm not going to say that every supplement out there is safe or every supplement out there is effective. That's not the case.
Right.
But supplementation done right, I think, can make a huge difference to well-being.
Well, I have the study in front of me. It's 11 pages long, very detailed, very exciting news because, you know, there's been controversy in recent years. Some people say, oh, supplements don't do anything, they don't work, and all that. And this study actually showed the opposite of a lot of these negative statements that you hear some days.
And we have done some follow-up. It was a recent presentation we just made, and actually you were there at the American College of Nutrition.
Yes, that's where we met.
Yes, looking at supplement users and telomere length, telomeres being the caps at the end of the chromosomes that protect the DNA from damage as cells go through division. And in that study, a group of long-term Shaklee supplement users were compared to a healthy age-match group in the San Francisco Bay Area. So the healthy group had no known chronic diseases and were non-smokers, so not a typical U.S. adult population, but a healthier than normal adult population. And the Shaklee group had longer telomeres, which there's growing evidence that that is an indicator of healthy aging.
Right.
So, you know, fascinating. I want to, again, do more studies like that. I'd love to do some work looking at children who've grown up in a Shaklee home or other, you know, subsets, because there does seem to be something very significant happening here.
Yes, and also, let's take a look at some of the types. When you say supplement users, give us an idea of the different range of supplements that these people are using in the study.
Well, in that Gladys Block study that you have in front of you,
yes,
almost everybody was taking a multivitamin mineral supplement on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them were taking omega-3. They were taking supplemental protein, which was and is still today usually soy protein among the Shaklee users. As a Dr. Shaklee developed one of the first soy protein isolates, so that's a long-term orientation that the company has had towards plant-based nutrition. But they were using a wide variety of supplements,
mm-hmm,
a lot of use of calcium and D, supplemental B vitamins, other plant-derived materials like mixed carotenoids and flavonoids. So it's a long range. It's not this group. On average, is taking quite a few supplements every day, so it really is a different model,
right?
If you from the norm.
Yeah, I see. You got B complex in here, and as you mentioned, carotenoids, omega 3s, even some interesting ones, botanical things like alfalfa. And here's another one,
yes,
is resveratrol. Let's talk a little bit about that because you do have quite a very interesting comprehensive resveratrol supplement.
Yes, it's called Vivix, and it's resveratrol, not in isolation, but in combination with other sources of polyphenols.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a very interesting and growing literature around the health benefits of polyphenols. There are almost endless variety of structures of polyphenols, but they're found in, again, the plants that we eat.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the idea, and this is actually before I joined the company, the product's been out for a little while, but if resveratrol was good for you, maybe it was better to have a broad-spectrum polyphenol product because that's the way polyphenols are presented to us in nature.
Right.
You know, the resveratrol came out of the red wine story, the French paradox, and there it was a focus on this one molecule based on some research done now, 5-10 years ago. But we thought maybe if one molecule is good, a broad spectrum is better.
Right.
So we focused on a plant that's native to North America called the muscadine grape. It grows primarily in the southeastern United States. It's the only grape. It's not really a true grape. It's a different species. It has an extra chromosome. But it's the only grape that's native to North America. And it grows under difficult conditions, so it produces a thick skin that's very rich in these polyphenols, and we thought that might be useful. So we've now done a series of studies, both laboratory studies and a clinical trial, looking at whether this combination of resveratrol and other polyphenols protects against various models of cell damage. And so far, everyone that we've tested, and it's, I guess we're up to quite a few now, we've looked at DNA damage, mitochondrial function, mitochondrial mass, protein damage, mechanisms of cellular protection against oxidative stress, and more. And every way that we've looked, the broad-spectrum polyphenols are providing more protection than resveratrol alone. So it's very interesting, a very nice piece of work done by the R&D department here in developing that muscadine extract, formulating the product, and then doing the laboratory and clinical research to support it.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Resveratrol, of course, has a link to the whole area of anti-aging and longevity that we talk about here on the program all the time.
Indeed, yes. And I think that's obviously a story, particularly for those of us who are baby boomers.
Right.
And I and most of my siblings fall into that category. You know, we're getting up there in years. The oldest boomers are now retirement age. And we want to not only live a long life, we want to live a full life. We want healthy aging. We want a long health span. And so the question of what role nutrition can play in either preventing or delaying the onset of some of the conditions that we associate with old age is a very important question.
Well, that kind of leads into some other work that you are doing now. It's kind of interesting because I know you have a formula called MindWorks that has to do with mental health and brain health. Let's talk about that and some of the unique nutrients, and even there's some botanicals and plant-based materials that incorporate in that formula, and how that works.
Yes, that's a very exciting new product we just launched in the U.S. and Japan a few months ago, and it's the fulfillment of years of work as the company has been looking at this area of brain health. It's obviously a concern in terms of healthy aging, but frankly, it's as much a concern in some ways for college students, right? Everybody wants their brain to work well at whatever age they're at.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, I think where I am.
Right.
So you don't want to have a healthy heart and not have a brain.
That's true.
So, you know, what can we do to help the brain function at whatever age or whatever state it's in is an important question. So we did a very thorough literature review and considered different formulation options, looked for where there was good clinical evidence efficacy, both in terms of ingredient and the levels of that ingredient that would be necessary to produce a benefit, and we developed MindWorks out of that with the intent of having a product that would both deliver some immediate, you know, short-term benefits, noticeable in the short term, but also some benefits that would be more aimed at helping the brain resist that normal aging process, what we could do to help maintain function over the longer term as well. So for the short term, the ingredient we ended up selecting was guarana, but I want to be careful to say a true guarana, because a lot of the guarana that is sold in this country in things like energy drinks is really just a caffeine concentrate.
That's true.
There is a little bit of caffeine in guarana, but in fact, again, in these things like energy drinks, they will, you know, take caffeine from decaffeinating coffee, and they'll add it to a little bit of guarana, and they'll call it guarana.
Right.
And we weren't looking for a caffeine effect. We were looking at the literature around a true guarana extract. Guarana is a plant that grows in Brazil and has been used for a long, long time based on its effect on short-term memory and concentration reaction time.
And I understand that the level of caffeine in this formula is really less than decaf coffee, which is essentially hardly anything.
It's very low. In fact, we measured it analytically in the first batches coming off, and it was less than 10 milligrams in a serving. So it's like a decaf coffee or less.
Right.
So that's not what's providing the benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And there were two very good clinical studies, and I've shared those with you.
Yes.
Looking at these immediate benefits in college students doing, you know, computer type tests, and you know, very well substantiated, and we went out to source that kind of true guarana as one of the components of MindWorks. And then in terms of longer term benefit, there were a couple of things we looked at. One was literature around B vitamin combinations, and there was some very good literature there. looking at longer-term brain health. What happens normally as we age is our brains slowly shrink, and it's not the loss of the brain cells, it's the loss of the connections between the brain cells. And these are plastic, and we can regain connections, we can learn new things and form memories and process information as we get older, but we have to have the right nutritional support to help enable that. And there's a very good study, actually resulted in a couple of papers, looking both at the size of the brain and the executive function, that ability to process information, and found that a particular combination of B vitamins could provide both benefits. In other words, over the course of 2 years, there was reduced shrinkage of the brain, but there was also better maintenance of cognitive function. So we thought that would be very useful to our consumers. And then the third major component, there's some minor components too, but the third major component in MindWorks was a Chardonnay seed extract. And we've done a lot of work with, you know, with grape and grape-related products. Mm-hmm. I mentioned muscadine earlier. But we learned that unusual for grape seeds, the Chardonnay seeds have some of the molecules that are also found in dark chocolate. And there was literature around cocoa and helping maintain circulation. And circulation is very important for brain function. The brain is only about 2% of our body weight, but it could use 20 or 25% of the blood flow. So, you know, what's good for the health of the body is good for the health of the brain.
Sure.
And we need a good circulatory system to keep that mental sharpness going. So Shackley scientists developed a novel extraction of these Chardonnay seeds to really isolate, concentrate these bioactive molecules that were found in the Chardonnay, and we put that in there as well. A few people have told me they were disappointed that Chardonnay wine wouldn't give them the same benefit, but it's the way it goes.
Yeah, and their compounds are very concentrated in the seeds, and that's where it's all at, the action.
That's right.
Yeah.
So those are the three main ingredients that we put into the MindWorks, and I've been using the product myself, and being a scientist, I kind of cycle on and off it, and
sure.
Kind of try to notice how I feel either way, and I'm definitely experiencing something that in terms of my focus.
Well, it sounds like a really great and powerful supplement that people can include in their diet regularly that gets some good benefit.
Yeah, again, I want to emphasize, we definitely want people to eat right.
Sure.
And get the physical activity and good night's sleep and all the other kind of lifestyle factors that you can use for healthy aging. But I think when you find the right supplements for you to make part of that regimen, then you're going to do all the better.
Now, let's talk briefly about, we are coming to the end of the interview already, but let's talk about the whole idea with the recommended dietary allowances, the RDAs versus optimal health. What's your thoughts on that?
It's one of my favorite topics. When I was in graduate school, two of my professors, I know you know T. Colin Campbell very well.
Yes, I just saw him last week.
Yeah, okay, and Mal Nesheim was the department chair, and they co-taught the introductory graduate level course on the essential nutrients, and kind of they were both on the RDA committees and explained the process of the committee. And that's where it first hit me that the RDAs were not about optimal health. They're really, you know, based on disease models. So the amount of vitamin C that you need to prevent scurvy or some other really frank deficiency is really what the question that they were tasked to answer, not the question of how much vitamin C would be needed for optimal health. It's a completely different question. And, to take vitamin C as an example, there's a huge gap between the RDA and what's recognized as a safe upper limit of intake. And you can find in the literature many studies that have tested levels of vitamin C intake between the RDA and the safe upper limit that have shown benefits of supplemental vitamin C. So that's one example.
Yes.
And you could do the same for vitamin D or many of the other nutrients that actually have an RDA. But it's also interesting to me that many nutrients that we in the field recognize are useful for human health don't even have an RDA.
Right.
And maybe the most famous one that, everybody would have heard about is fish oil or omega-3 or EPA and DHA, however you want to say it, or even any omega-3. There's no RDA.
Right.
Now, there is a group now that's, you know, moving towards trying to answer that question. But that's just an example. So one of the things that, we in the industry do as we're looking at the literature is we're trying to make recommendations that are based not on simply preventing frank deficiencies, but giving people advice as to how they can reach optimal health. It's also, if I could add just one more point, if there's time.
Sure.
The RDAs are designed to provide a sufficient amount for most healthy people. And there are a lot of people who are working on their health. And so I think that's another point. The RDAs, I take them as a starting point and then ask, is there evidence that something more might be beneficial?
Well, great. Well, Dr. Bruce Dagge, I want to thank you so much for being with us today on Health and Longevity, and we wish you and your team and everyone at Shackley the best of success as you all help people live longer, healthier lives.
Thank you again so much for having me on your show.
Thank you. Now, if you are interested in learning more about nutrition, I have a special website to go to. It's my personal professional website for contacting me regarding nutritional and anti-aging counseling. Let me give you that website address, and you might want to get a pen and paper to write that down. The address is longevityrdn.com. That's longevityrdn.com. RDN.com. RDN stands for Registered Dietitian Nutritionist. So when you go for more information on nutrition, you first go to that website, longevityrdn.com website. That'll take you right to information about nutrition. I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, this is Dr. John Westerdahl wishing you the best of health and longevity.
This has been Health and Longevity with Dr. John Westerdahl, a production of Life Talk Radio. Join us again next week on the same station and time for Health and Longevity. The preceding information on this program has been general information about your health and is not to be taken as professional medical advice, nor is it intended to serve as a substitute for medical attention. Do not change your diet or exercise habits without guidance from your medical doctor, especially if you have health problems or are on medication. Do not change your medications without the advice and supervision of your medical doctor. If you have a medical condition, we encourage you to seek the consultation of a medical doctor experienced in dietary change and lifestyle medicine. And as always, we wish you the best of health.